Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview. This podcast is brought to you by Terry Law Ministries and World Compassion. Terry and his team trains and disciples new believers and a generation of new church leaders in non-Christian countries. They provide church planning and evangelism to reach and teach even those unreached nations. They distribute Bibles and other Christian literature, including the Story of Jesus booklet. Their ministries provide humanitarian support. It opens doors for ministry and spreads the gospel of Jesus Christ. The ministry works with a local indigenous church to empower leaders to make change in local communities. And now, to get your free copy of the Spiritual Weapons book, go to worldcompassion.tv/shop. Here it is again, worldcompassion.tv/shop. Enter coupon code CHR06. Would you do that and support this great sponsor of this program?
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. This is Steve Strang, and I'm with a friend of mine, David Shibley, who we've known each other for a long, long time. He's the founder of Global Advance, which is actually celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. So congratulations to you. And what I'd like to talk about is the mentoring that you do, because David and I are both of the time in life where we are starting to think more about the younger generation. So first, welcome, and talk to me about these young men that you're mentoring.
Stephen, 15 years ago, I began to feel that I needed to give back to younger generations in ministry. When I turned 50, I felt that much of what the Lord had deposited in me definitely needed to go to the next generation. So I began something that I do annually called Days with David, where pastor friends of mine will suggest young men called to ministry in their congregations for me to invite them. It's never more than 15 at a max, maybe 8 to 10 some years. But during that weekend, I download in three big categories: the foundations for effective ministry and starting well, and then serving well, the disciplines that will keep ministry fresh and fruitful, and then finally, finishing well, how to establish an ongoing legacy that will continue to bear fruit after we're home with the Lord. I have had enormous response from guys in their 20s and 30s. I've had guys come to me and cry and say, man, I feel like I got a 25-year head start on life this weekend. And that's the idea. There's really no reason why we need to keep cycling around some of the mistakes of the past and repeating them in future generations, when just a little bit of help and counsel and mentoring can avoid a lot of this. So it's one of the most gratifying things I do. I am completely mentally and somewhat spiritually drained at the end of that weekend, but I feel a tremendous sense of accomplishment for the cause of Christ, because I know that something has been deposited into good soil that's going to bear much fruit.
Well, this is exciting. So let's talk about this just a little bit, because I've observed in the millennial and even in the Xer generation, you know, almost a hunger for this kind of thing. So you gave us a good overview, but now drill down. Is the whole Days with David just this weekend? Is there preparation before? Is there follow-up after? And what are the specific things? Because, you know, finishing well is a pretty general way to say it. So what exactly is it that you deal with so that our listeners could understand and maybe glean something from it, and maybe some of our listeners even want to participate in the future?
Well, I'd be delighted if that would happen. There is preparation. I have them read several of my books. And then I stay in a close relationship with everyone who comes for the next 12 months and just kind of brood over them as someone I'm really concerned about in ministry. It falls into these three major categories that I mentioned, and we take about a half day each. It's open-ended for them to ask questions, but concerning starting well foundations, I talk about a strong theological foundation, a strong doctrinal foundation, strong personal relationship with Christ, what it really means to live a Spirit-filled life, which even those within the charismatic stream of the church sometimes really don't have much of a clue what that's all about. So we talk about building solid foundations. Then in the disciplines, continuing to serve well, I talk about, for me, the foundation of all fruitful ministry is daily time with the Lord, and preferably at the very beginning of the day as a first fruits offering to the Lord. A few years ago, I wrote a book called Great for God, and I looked at the commonalities of these 23 people, different denominations, men and women, some Calvinists, some Arminians, some Pentecostals, some non-Pentecostal. But what did they all have in common? All of them in common gave a large chunk of the first part of the day to fellowship with the Lord, in the word, in prayer, in worship, and in being still before the Lord and listening for clear directives from Him. Those seem to be the four components that they all shared in common. So these are some of the things I just download to younger men and women in ministry, and they're particularly grateful because, frankly, I went through seminary, 88 hours of master's level seminary, and I never heard things like this, just the practices of how to be fruitful in ministry long term. We also talk about the pitfalls in ministry, not only the big three of the abuse of money, sex, and power, but we also talk about silent killers in ministry, an embittered spirit that can just wither all of the fruit that we've ever had. So we go in all of that, and it's a tremendous time of interaction. Of course, I lay hands on them, I pray for them, and God shows up every time.
If some of our listeners wanted to find out more about you and your ministry and some of these books you referred to, tell them how they could reach you, where they could buy your materials, and how they could contact you if they wanted to.
Most of the books that are still in print are available on Amazon and ChristianBook.com. But the ministry that I serve and founded in 1990, Global Advance, you can find out about that at globaladvance.org. Then I also blog Mondays through Thursdays at davidshibley.com, and they can contact me from either of those websites.
That's exciting. Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.